91X News.
It's 12 degrees and sunny. I'm Austin Mackay with 91X News at 2 o'clock. This lovely day gets only better as it's the start of Loyalist Days at the college. Chantel Deltz, an organizer for the event, explains what it is.
So each day of the week is, as you mentioned, dedicated towards specific program areas. So you just visit loyalistcollege.com under events to find out which day the program that you're interested in is on. And students come in and they can hear program sessions about the areas that they're interested in studying. And then later on we'll have campus tours, residence tours. We have a market square as well in the cafeteria. So you can wander around and talk to different people from all of the wonderful support services and extracurricular activities that we have on campus.
Loyalist Days runs all week. The Liberal Party has given Elections Canada samples of its robocall messages and scripts for live calls to voters during last spring's election campaign. Interim leader Bob Rae says in a letter to the agency that the party has recordings of all its campaign robocalls and will make them available if needed for the investigation into alleged vote suppression tactics. And he's calling on the Conservatives to be equally transparent. Elections Canada is investigating thousands of complaints about fraudulent robocalls in which someone perpetrating to be called on behalf of the agency misdirected voters to non-existent polling locations. The union represented Air Canada ground crews says Labour Minister Lisa Raitt's decision to send the dispute to an arbitration undermines bargaining. The International Association of Mechanics and Aerospace Workers says the back-to-work legislation the minister tabled yesterday takes away its right to strike. Under the final offer selection arbitration process, the union and airline will both put forward their best offer and an arbitrator will pick one. A jury is hearing that Michael Rafferty told his girlfriend it would be easy to abduct a young girl with talk of candy and dogs. Rafferty is on trial for the first-degree murder and the death of grade 3 student Victoria Stafford. His former girlfriend, Terry Lynn McClintock, who has pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in this case, is on the witness stand in London, Ontario. McClintock told the jury that Rafferty wanted a young female because they were easy to manipulate. She says that on April 8, 2009, the pair drove up to Tory School in Woodstock, and Rafferty said, "So are you going to do it?" McClintock says when she replied, "Do what?" Rafferty told her she was all talk, no action. Getting your license just got a little more expensive. New driver's license renewals and exams will all cost from $5 to $10 more. New driver's license and renewals will be replacing you. Well, also things to go up are permit fees for truck and bus operators, trailers, and vehicles. The hike will also apply to farm and off-road and snow vehicles. Transportation Minister Bob Chiarelli says it will pay for maintenance and provincial roads and bridges. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Keaton Weaver with sports.
Thanks, Austin. In Junior A hockey, the Kingston Voyageurs head to the Whitby Fury tonight. The Georgetown Raiders head to Oakville to clash with the Blades, and the Toronto Lakeshore Patriots will face off against the Buzzers in St. Michael's in what are expected to be some heated playoff games. In the Empire B League, the playoffs came to an exciting halt last night as the Campbellford Rebels beat the Picton Pirates 6-3 on home ice. The Rebels will now play in the quarterfinals of the Schmaltz Cup against the top team from the Central League, who is yet to be determined. Sid the Kid Crosby will make his return to the Pittsburgh Penguins lineup Thursday against the New York Rangers. The star forward says he's feeling good and the plan is to play Thursday. Crosby has been sidelined for more than 3 months after concussion-like symptoms resurfaced in early December. Crosby had 12 points in 8 games after making his season debut against the New York Islanders on November 21st. He went back on the injured reserve when the symptoms returned following a loss to the Bruins on December 5th. The 24-year-old former MVP was cleared for contact a week ago. The Toronto Raptors are in Cleveland tonight. The Cavaliers have won 3 straight, but Toronto has captured 4 of 5 games against Cleveland since LeBron James departed for Miami 2 summers ago. It's 1 of 8 games on the NBA schedule. In NFL, next stop on the Peyton Manning free agent tour is Tennessee, according to a source. Manning is expected to meet Titans coach Mike Munchak after a session with Miami coach Joe Philbin. Manning played at the University of Tennessee. That's all for sports. Here's Austin Mackay with 91X Weather.
Kids on March break struck gold a week before St. Paddy's Day with this weather. Today will be sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon, fog dissipating early. The high of 12. Tonight will clear and drop to a low +2. Tomorrow, Wednesday, will also be mainly sunny and again a high of 12. It's 12 degrees right now. I'm Austin McKay with Keenan Weaver, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.